Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. In light of the U.S.-led attack on Syria's chemical weapons use, Vladimir Putin tells Prime Minister Netanyahu to stay out of Syria. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in one moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me as it relates to Israel. What are their concerns to the north of them?
Their main concern, Jimmy, is that a clash could take place between Israeli forces and Russian forces. There was a telephone call between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin. There was shouting between the two leaders that they were quite angry with each other, and basically Putin laying down his bottom line that Israel needs to stay out of Syria. No Israeli actions will be permitted anymore against the Iranian bases there, the growing Hezbollah presence there, the other targets that Israel has been involved with, some of them being Syrian government targets because of Syrian military action across the border of the Golan. And so this is a very, very grave situation. And Putin said, we want you out. And reportedly, we will fire at your jets and missiles if they penetrate any further. Netanyahu responded, look, we didn't invite the Syrian civil war, and we certainly didn't invite a country 800 miles to our east, Iran, that's openly declaring it wants to destroy us for no reason other than its religious hatred, its ideology from a fundamentalist Shia Islam, and yet there they are building military bases just 25 miles from our northern border, and some of their forces have been spotted along the Golan border, he pointed out reportedly, and we can't tolerate this. We reserve the right to strike at these positions, and Putin said, no, you don't, and we'll fight back. And so it was a real tense standoff between these two leaders amongst the million Russian-speaking Israelis. Putin's quite popular. They're kind of proud that he's brought Russia back onto the world stage in such a strong way. But, of course, they understand, as Jews, that he could easily go back to the old Kremlin policies of anti-Semitism, anti-Israelism. And we've had some strong statements this week from Moscow against Israel, Jimmy, and it's looking like that is the way the tide is turning.
David Dolan with details behind the Putin warning to Israel's prime minister to stay out of Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Russia is playing a key role in the present-day Syrian situation. At the same time, Russia is telling Israel to stay out of Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu pushed back on Vladimir Putin and said that Israel will continue to protect its people. We do know, however, what the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel had to say about this whole issue. Russia and its political leader will lead a coalition of Middle Eastern Islamic nations in an effort to destroy the state of Israel. And in that same passage of Scripture, God says that He will intervene to protect His people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...